We also had reports from Stockholm, Borlänge, Falun, Nybro, Norrköping, Silkeborg, Ry, Fredrika, Randers and Aalborg in Denmark. And a few others came in after this article was written as well. And, you know, as you might expect, Jews are not happy about this. You have one witness that has, he agreed to an interview with Nordfront. His name is Shlomo Schekelstein. He sees this as very reminiscent of Poland in the 1930s. He says he survived 12 Nazi death camps, but he has never been subjected to something so horrible as these stickers. He says it feels like a new Holocaust. And then you have a tip man called Amalek. He writes a long thing that I can't translate on the fly. I'm sorry. Basically that this Jewish attack is a bit much. And the real media, that's not Shlomo Schekelstein, but Bonnier, have now been putting pressure. I saw a tweet earlier today from Jewish youth being interviewed by Expressen, or Aftonbladet, actually. Moron, they're calling for they want some stricter laws when it comes to the Nordic resistance movement. They want us to be classified as terrorists, and they don't want us to be able to demonstrate in the public space in our own country. That's what Jews think that our politicians should do for us. It's it's obviously funny because we have nothing to do with this. This is just your regular Nordic anti-Semitism playing up on the Kristallnacht. And again, it's just stickers on buildings. There were stickers on some synagogues as well. And you, Mike, I know you questioned, why wouldn't they like a Star of David? You know, isn't that their thing?
Yeah, the synagogue, I really don't understand it. The questioning, it's like, you know, if somebody goes and puts a sticker of a cross on a church, it's like, well, okay, maybe a small place, but it's not like it's a cross on a church.
Yeah.
I thought the symbol of the Jew was the Star of David, so I don't really get it. I don't get the Oy Vey in that sense.
No, and the message is very clear. I mean, it's a Star of David, it says Jew on it. What else do you want? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. So I don't know why they're complaining. They were wearing these stars in the 30s and 40s. They weren't complaining then, were they? Sorry. They might have been complaining. They were working very hard.